Okay, we're right on the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the very, very top of the page. Now, if you remember, in the end of our last Amud on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara said that there were three kings who ruled over the entire world: Achab, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar. So here, the Gemara asks, "Vesuleika, is that really it? Are those only the three? Only those three? V'ha'ika Shlomo. Shlomo also ruled over the whole world. So the Gemara says, no, Shlomo doesn't make the team. How come he doesn't make the team? Because lo solik malchuse, because Shlomo's kingdom, Rashi says, lo hishlim malchuso. Shlomo's kingdom was incomplete. And the Gemara explains, tanich l'man damar melech hediot. That works well according to the opinions. It's a Gemara in Gittin. On daf, what is it? It says on the side over here. I can't read that. This is too small. Sameches, I think it says. Yeah, the Gemara talks about the Shlomo Melech was the king, and then he lost his kingdom, and then according to some, he came back. And you can look over there for all of the details. So if you think that Shlomo lost his kingdom, so then it makes sense. The Gemara says that Lo Solak Malchusa, his kingdom was incomplete, and so therefore he lost his kingdom, and so that's why he doesn't make the team for the kings who ruled over the whole world. But according to those who believe that Shlomo HaMelech, he lost his kingdom, but he came back. He came back. Dovi, am I in the wrong place?
I'm
on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. I started on the very top, so now I'm maybe four lines down. You found it? Good. But according to those, if I take extra time, everybody, on the recording, it's not my fault. So according to those who think that Shlomo HaMelech came back, so then why doesn't he make the team? Ma'ika Lameymar. So the Gemara answers something amazing. Shlomo Milsa Achrisa Havabeh. No, Shlomo HaMelech doesn't fit with the other, because Shlomo's rule had something else entirely that the other kings didn't have. Shemalach ala yonim viala tachtonim. Because Shlomo HaMelech didn't only rule in this world, he ruled on the Elyonim. He ruled on certain kinds of heavenly beings. Shenemar, Vayoshev Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. Shlomo sat on God's throne. So to speak, Shlomo HaMelech ruled over different kinds of heavenly beings. Rashi says in the third line, Al Hashedim. Shlomo HaMelech ruled over demons. So that's why Shlomo's Melech rule is different than Achav's and Achashverosh, is because Shlomo HaMelech had this advantage over them. Good. So the Gemara says, but there are other kings. Vahav Sancheirev, Sancheirev Melech Asher, Sargon II of Assyria. Dichsiv mi b'chol olhei artzos ha'ila asher atzilos artzam miyadi. Sancheirev says, nobody defends against Sancheirev. Right? Sancheirev conquered everybody. So the Gemara says, yeah, but ha'ik Yerushalayim de lo kavsha. Remember, Sancheirev, he laid siege to Yerushalayim, but he didn't conquer Yerushalayim. Right? The angel came through and wiped out Sancheirev's army. It was a tremendous miracle. Right? Days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And so Sancheirev didn't conquer the whole world. He didn't conquer Yerushalayim. That's why Sancheirev doesn't make the team. Va'ika Daryavish. But Darius, Daryavish, he had the whole... You have to understand, right? These monarchies all conquered each other. Right? It's all the same landmass, right? The Babylonian monarchy, the Assyrian monarchy, the Babylonian monarchy, the Persian monarchy, the Greek monarchy, the Roman monarchy. It's more or less the same landmass. Some extent a little bit more, but it's more or less the same landmass. And so what about Daryavish, right? The Darius, when the Persians took over. So it didn't, he rolled over the whole world. Ichsib Daryavish, Malka, Kosav, the Chol, Mamai, Umya, Belishna, Didirin, Bechol, Arash, Malchon, Yaski. So she wrote letters to everybody. He ruled over everybody. So how come Daryavish doesn't make the team for those who ruled over the whole world? So Ika Sheva de lo Molech alayu. He didn't have. There were seven provinces that Daryavish didn't conquer. Dichsev Shvarkodam. I lost my place. Shvarkodam Daryavish. Shvakim amachusei cheshtapanya meya ve'esrin. 120 provinces. And we know when we meet Achashverosh, how many provinces does he have? 127. So if Daryavish had 120, it means there were seven provinces. I don't know how big those provinces were. I don't know what kind of landmass we're talking about here. But Daryavish didn't rule over the same kind of territory that Achashverosh did, because there were seven provinces that he didn't have. Va'ika Koresh. But what about Cyrus? Right? The Mede. Right? The Medeans. So Koresh ruled over the whole world. Ichsib Ko'amar Koresh Melech Paras. Kol mamlechos haaretz nasan li Hashem. Right, this is in the very, very beginning of the book of Ezra. Right, this is called the Cyrus. What is it? Man, I forget. In archaeology, in history, this is a document that we have. The document that's the statement that's quoted by Koresh in the beginning of the book of Ezra, allowing Jews to return back to Israel. See, Cyrus the Great, but he had like, it's like, it's a historical document. I don't remember what it's called. There's a name for it. We have it. It exists in the world today. It exists, right? This proclamation that Cyrus made that he allowed not just the Jews. He allowed anybody under his territory to return back to their homeland. So Cyrus said, he says, all of these gods, everybody's gods allowed me to send everybody back. So you see that Cyrus ruled over everybody. So Gemara says, nah, who the kamishtabeach benafshe? You know, Cyrus, he was tooting his own horn. He said that about himself. That doesn't count. What people say about themselves. If somebody tells you, I'm great and I'm amazing, and you know, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. If they say it about themselves, that doesn't count. So Cyrus is talking about himself. So the Gemara says, he that's why it doesn't make the theme. Good. The Megillah says, this is Megillah's Esther, it says, Bayamim Ahem, Kishedes Amelech. In those days when the king, it's in the beginning of the Megillah, when he's making his party. So it sounds like Kisheves HaMelech, when he takes his throne, meaning in the very beginning of Achashverosh's rule. But if you keep reading in the Megillah, it says that he made a party in the third year of his reign. So the Gemara is trying to figure out, when did he make this party? Did he make this party when he first ascended to the throne? Did he make this party 3 years into his reign? So Amar Rava, my Kisheves. So what does it mean, Kisheves? We thought originally that that meant as soon as he took his rule. So, but the Gemara says it's not what it means. It means after he settled his mind. Now, simple understanding, Gemara. When I read this Gemara the first time, I thought the Gemara was saying was it took him a little bit to get comfortable. You know, you're starting a new job, it's taking a little bit of time to get comfortable. That's not what the Gemara means, because you have to keep reading in the Gemara, and the Gemara says what he calmed down about, like what was his thought process, right? But in general, it's probably true anyway. But the Gemara says, what does it mean? So, Omar Belshazzar, Chishev Vital. Achashverosh said that Belshazzar tried to figure out when the Jewish exile was going to be completed, and Belshazzar made a mistake. Ana chashivna velo teina. But Achashverosh said, but I figured it out and I didn't make any mistakes. So that's why he was calm. So it took him 3 years until he was calm. And 3 years, then he calmed down. The Gemara is going to explain what this is all about. So Mayhu, what is this all about? Tichsiv, kilefi milos levavel shivim shana. Yirmiyah said that the exile would end when 70 years to Bavel have expired. And another pasuk in Yirmiyah says, uksiv lemalos lecharvos Yerushalayim shivim shana. That the golos Bavel will be concluded 70 years lechorvos Yerushalayim, to the destruction of Yerushalayim. Now, Belshazzar thought to himself like this. Belshazzar thought, Chishuv arboin v'chomish to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years. He's beginning the count of the Babylonian dynasty from Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years. The Esrin utchlas to Evel Merodach. And then King Evel Merodach, he ruled for 23 years. 45 and 23, somebody 68, I'm trusting you, Ben. Vitarti Didei, and then 2 years of his own rule, of Belshazzar's rule, equals Hashivim, that's 70. So he thought to himself, Belshazzar thought, oh, it's 70 years, 45, and then what, 28, and then two. So 70 is all up. The Jews are all done. Their redemption has not come. Afikmani Devei Makdashav Yishtamishbu. So Belshazzar took out the Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash, which he had, because like Nebuchadnezzar took them when he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Belshazzar had them. He said, good. No, Belshazzar. Belshazzar is before Achashverosh, right? It's a Babylonian king. And he said, good, we're going to have a party now because the Jews are all done, right? Now, the Gemara takes a slight tangent. Nebuchadnezzar, Minolan, Darbin, Chaneshan, Malach. How do we know that Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years? The Omar Mar, Golu Besheva, Golu Bashmone. The Jews were exiled in the 7th and in the 8th. Golu Bashmone Esrei, Golu Bashasrei. They were exiled in the 18th and exiled in the 19th. So Gemara is going to explain. Besheva, Lekibush, Yehoyakim, Yehoyachin. Yehoyachin was exiled in the 7th year from the exile of Yehoyakim. These are kings of the Jews. So from when Yehoyakim was exiled till when Yehoyachin was exiled was 7 years. That 7 years, Shehu Shmona leNebuchadnezzar. That was the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. So King Yehoyachin, King Yehoyachin was exiled in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. We're going to need that piece of information. Hold on to that. Now, Galu b'shmona esrei lekivush Yehoyakim, Galus Tzidkiyahu, and in the 18th year of in the 18th year from Yehoyakim's exile, Tzidkiyahu was exiled. Shutshah esrei leNebuchadnezzar, and that was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. To Amar Mar, Shana Rishona Kibesh Ninveh, in the first year of of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar conquered Nineveh. It's the great capital of Assyria. Babylonians conquered the Assyrians. Shnia kibesh Yehoyakim. And in the second year, he conquered Yehoyakim. Uksiv ayib shloshim v'sheva shana legolos Yehoyakim. Now here we go. And in the 37th year from the exile of Yehoyakim, Melech Yehuda, b'shnei mesrei chodesh, b'esrim b'chamish lechodesh, nas, it's got to be nas. So it's got to be. Eva Merodach Melech Bavel b'shnas Machusaus Rosh Yehoyachin Melech Yehuda vayotzei osomi beis hakele. So Eva Merodach, when he took over from Nebuchadnezzar in the first year of Eva Merodach's reign, he let Yehoyachin out of jail. But the pasuk says that that was b'shloshim b'sheva shana legalos Yehoyachin. It was in his 37th year in jail. So if he was in jail for 37 years and Nebuchadnezzar conquered him in the 8th year of his reign, that means that Nebuchadnezzar reigned for how many years? 37 and 8? 45. Good. So Tam Nevutlas Visheva Hare Arbon Bechomish Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years. The Esrin Utlas Eva Merodach. Eva Merodach ruled for 23 years. Gemara, that was the tradition that they had. The Tarte Didayan Belshazzar in the second year of his reign, he said, oh, now it's 70. Hoshivin, it's 70 years. Amar Ashtavada Isulam Ifkare. Now Belshazzar said the Jews are not going to be redeemed. Ofikmani Devei Makdishav Ishtamish Bu. So he took out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash and Belshazzar had his party. Hainu Tukamar Le Daniel Varmurish. So that's when Belshazzar says to Daniel, the gig is up, and the Pasuk says that that night the Pasuk says, right, Belshazzar died. And then soon after, right, the Babylonians were conquered by the Persians, and Darius took the throne. Omar Ihu Miti, now going back to Achashverosh said that Belshazzar made a mistake. But Ana Chashivna Velo Ta'ina. But I figured out the math and I didn't make a mistake. Why? Because Miksiv Le Malchus Bavel. The Pasuk, when Yirmiyah gave his prophecy, he didn't say that it'd be 70 years from the kingship of Bavel, meaning to count from Nebuchadnezzar. But Li Bavel Ksiv, it says 70 years to Bavel. My Le Bavel, what does it mean to Bavel? Li Galus Bavel, it means to the exile of Bavel, meaning from when the Jews were exiled. So Kama Batsun, so how many years are missing? In what year did Nebuchadnezzar from his reign exiled the Jews, we just learned. Tamni, in the 8th year of his reign, that's when he started exiling Jews. So Choshev al-Chlufayu, so then Achashverosh added 8 more years. Chada de Belshazzar, the 1 year of Belshazzar's reign. Chomish Daryavish v'Koresh, then there was 5 years of Darius and Cyrus. Vitarte Didei, and then 2 years of his own rule, which brings us, of course, to the 3rd year of Achashverosh's rule when he was finally settled. Does everybody see? I just closed the circle. Yeah, I closed the circle. The Pesukim in the beginning of the Megillah, we weren't sure if it was in the 1st year of his reign or in the 3rd year of his reign. So when the Gemara answered, it was really the 3rd year of his reign, and Kisheves, it means that he calmed down. Why did he calm down? Because he figured now the Jews can't get back out, because he thought he had the math all wrapped up. Hashivin, that's his 70 years. Came on the Chazimolo Shivin Velo after Velo Ifrak, once he saw that 70 years were up and the Jews had not been yet redeemed. Amar Hashtavad, I sulam ifgre, he said that now we're gonna get redeemed. Afigmani Divay Makishov Ishtamish Bu. So now Achashverosh takes out those very same kids from the Beis HaMikdash and he makes his party. Bof Satan the Rikud Benehen. And this is interesting, I didn't learn this when I was in grade school. The Satan came to this party of Achashverosh and he was dancing at the party. You wonder what kind of dance the Satan does, you know, rave, dubstep, what is it? You know, I'm not really sure. In any event, he's dancing Vaharagas Vashti and he kills Vashti. Now we know that the Satan didn't kill Vashti, we know that Achashverosh killed Vashti. It means that the Satan brought these events about, right? To put a bug in Achashverosh's head, right? Not literally, that's Cyrus, you know, but put this in Achashverosh's head. Good, good, good. And then he killed Vashti. Vahashapir Chashiv Ihu Nami Miti Toy de Iboile Le Mimne Me. But the truth is that Achashverosh really made a mistake, and he didn't have the math right either, because he shouldn't have calculated from the exile of the Jews or the beginning of the exile of the Jews by the Babylonians. He should have really counted from the time when the Yerushalayim was destroyed. So sof kama butzrin. Well then, okay, fine. Well then, when was that? So let's figure out that math. When was Yerushalayim destroyed? So the Gemara says we need to add. What does that say? Chatre, was that 11? Is that what it says? It's a little really small over here. Yeah. Yeah, Chatre, that's what it says. Good. So 11 years. So Ihu Kama Malach, so then how many years did Achashverosh rule? Achashverosh ruled our Besar, 14 years. But our Besar Didei, Boy Leilamini. So when we add those 11 years, it should have then been that the Jews would have been redeemed in the 14th year of Achashverosh's rule. Leminei Bei Mikdash, well, to build a Besar Mikdash. Alamaksiv, Be'edim Batila Savidas Base Elokot Dibu Shalayim. But the Psukim and Ezra tell us that that's not what happened. They tell us that the construction of the Besar Mikdash was stopped. It wasn't built until the middle of Darius's rule. And so why were they not building the Beis HaMikdash at the end of Ahasuerus' rule, which would have been the 70 years? So Amar Rava, Shana Mikutos Hava. Rava said no, because there's some half years in that count. They started those whole years. See, every time a new king came to the throne, they started a new year. But some of those years were only half years. So when you're counting the 70 years, you need 70 whole years. But if you're adding the years of the kings to get to 70, you're going to come up short because you have half years that are involved. And so that's why there were extra years. Tananami Hachi, Va'och. Shana Acheres leBabel, there was still another year left to Babylonian exile. VaAmar Daryavish veShlima in the days of Darius. So then that year got pushed off. Amar Rava, let's try to get to the two dots. After Daniel Taba Hayachshmuna, the truth is that Daniel also made a mistake in his count. Daniel tried to figure out the 70 years, and he also made a mistake. Dichsev Bishnas Achas leMalcho Ani Daniel Binosi Basvarim Mitakamar Binosi Michlav Betah. He was paying close attention, Daniel, to figure out the svarim. So the Gemara says, oh, if he had to pay close attention, he made a mistake, and he was trying to figure out to get it right. The Gemara said, I don't understand. We had two different psukim, and at the end of the day, they contradict each other, because one pasuk says that 70 years counts from Babel, and the other one says it's 70 years from the destruction of Yerushalayim. So when do you start to count? It's supposed to be from Babel, it's supposed to be from the destruction of Yerushalayim. So my Rebbe, the Rebbe says, no, the first one, that's when God starts to remember the Jews, but then there's a process of Geula. So there's a process that takes place. So at the end of the first set of 70 years, God remembers the Jews. Koresh says, anybody can go back, but it takes time for them to go back and to start building, and so there's different sets of 70 years. There's 70 years to the beginning, and then 70 years from when they built the second base on Mikdash. Now, Dorash from Nachman Bar, Barav Chista, my dichsiv komar shem l'mishicho l'koresh. So said God to his Mashiach to Koresh. Asher chzakti b'mino v'chi Koresh Mashiach. Koresh is not the Mashiach. Why does the Navi Yeshaya call Koresh the Mashiach? Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ela Omar Leisari Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Mashiach. What happens here is God is talking to the Mashiach, and God says to him, Kovel ani lach al Koresh. I have qualms against Koresh. Ani amarti hu yibne beisi v'yikabit tchul yosai. I said to Koresh that he should go and build the base on Mikdash and do kibbutz galuyos. And Koresh said, anybody who wants to can go back. So God is a little bit upset at Koresh. Koresh had the ability to do it himself, and instead he delegated it to others. Okay, we'll stop over here.